joined by trainer Todd Pletcher, who has won the Gym Dandy 6 times. Do you have a secret recipe?
No, but I do. We do actually at my house in Saratoga call our dining room the Gym Dandy dining room because we have all the win pictures up there. So there's room for a couple more. I'm hoping to add to the collection.
Of course, you have Vino Rosso in this year's edition. But looking back at your past wins in the race, is there any that really stands out to you?
Actually, I mean, they've all been great. But, you know, the two Travers winners, Flower Alley and Stay Thirsty, you know, were got to the Travers by winning the Gym Dandy. So those two stand out. But actually, I think one of the funnest ones was Strong Hope when he was able to hold off Empire Maker was a lot of fun for us because we weren't sure that he wanted to go a mile and an eighth, and everything unfolded perfectly, and he was able to just hold on at the end.
You mentioned the mile and an eighth, of course. With three-year-olds at this age, you're always trying to find the right distance and the right spot. How do you prepare for a race like the Gym Dandy?
Well, it depends on each individual horse, but with Vino Rosso coming out of the Belmont at a mile and a half and the Derby at a mile and a quarter before then, we're actually able to kind of lighten up on his training a bit, not do as much as, you know, it might be with another horse that doesn't have that same type of foundation.
You mentioned Stay Thirsty as one of your past Dandy winners, of course, won by Micropoli, also part owner of Vino Rosso. What would it mean to win another big race with him that you've had so much success together?
Yeah, we have, and you know, Mike's a New York guy, and he loves New York racing, and so, you know, when Vino Rosso won the Wood Memorial, that was a terrific win, and you know, races like the Gym Dandy and the Travers these are very important races to him, and same with the Biolas, who are also New Yorkers. So, you know, these are races that these guys have been watching, you know, their whole lives, and so they're excited about being in a race like the Gym Dandy.
You know, the winner's circle is going to be a big party, too.
If we're fortunate enough to be there, there will be a lot of people in there.
Always fun to see. Now, you mentioned coming out of the Belmont in a mile and a half race. How have you seen Vino Rosso now leading up to the Gym Dandy after going through that Triple Crown strenuous kind of test, if you will?
Yeah, no, I think he's handled it physically very well. He's a pretty low-key horse. He doesn't tip his hand a whole lot in the morning in his daily routine. I did think his final prep and his last breeze before the Gym Dandy was quite good. He breezed in company with Taproot, and you know, was very competitive with him and finished up well. So, you know, that's what we were looking for, is just kind of a sharp half to put him back on his toes, and I like the way he's coming into it.
He finished fourth in the Belmont. What did you think about his performances throughout the Triple Crown?
Well, I think the Derby was a complete throwout in the big field. He didn't handle the slop at all and all the kickback. That was a tough race for him. Thought he bounced back with a good effort in the Belmont. John Velasquez made a decision at the half-mile pole to go try to challenge Justify, and he got close to him, but I think took him out of his style a little bit, and Johnny felt like if he had waited and ridden him more conservatively, he would have probably been second, but we were obviously in the race to try to win it, and he did that, and you know, I think it kind of it told on him a little bit the final eighth, but I still thought he ran a very credible race.
He's always run solidly, and he's run against top competition. Looking back to one of his biggest wins in the Wood Memorial, what were your takeaways from that and what you've seen from him since then?
Well, I thought we got the trip we wanted that day, and we got a good pace to run at, and that's one of my concerns with the Gym Dandy is I'm not sure how much pace is in there. I'm hoping maybe the Flame Away and Reride at least, you know, set up an honest race. But I think he's adaptable enough that he can, you know, lay a little bit closer if he needs to. But I think his strength would be if there was a real true pace to run at.
Being in a smaller field like you'll see in the Gym Dandy, how do you handle that with an outside post and just 5 horses?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, the strategy will be to get some good position into the first turn. At that point, Johnny will be able to decide how much pace is actually on. And if they're going slow, then I think he'll try to go up and put some pressure on them. If they're going at an honest pace, then he'll let them settle into third or fourth.
Would you think the game plan would be Gym Dandy and then potentially the Travers?
That's what we're hoping for, definitely. And we felt like that the Gym Dandy is a great prep for the Travers. It's a race over the track, and you don't have to ship. And it's a great race in its own right, but perfect prep for the Travers as well.
And you also have some other exciting horses on the undercard, High Happy. What have you seen from him lately?
He's a great horse to train. He's very straightforward, very professional, low-key, just does his thing, seasoned veteran, and, you know, shows up and runs well pretty much every time.
What would you like to see from him on Saturday?
It's a little bit of a paceless race, so I think he's adaptable to that. Last time he was on the lead, which we didn't really want to be, so hopefully we can find at least one horse to follow, save some ground, and, you know, get him into a comfortable rhythm.
Perfect. Todd, thanks so much, and best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.